Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Momo, you're out of here.
I agree with Momo. No, I don't think you're fast at all.
You know what? You saw me play pickleball.
That didn't mean you were fast.
My pickleball game is pretty good.
It was not bad, but speed is not your jam.
So, Andy, you've not played pickleball yet.
I have not played.
And you've never played.
I've never played.
Oh, God, I want the Kamenitskis in the first round. I want the Kamenitskis in the first round. How do we set that up?
So do a lot of people.
You guys are just chum.
Brian has never played either.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to go Thursday?
I'm going to try. Actually, right. I am going to try.
That means
go
no,
Thursday.
Like Alan last week.
No. I really need an opportunity to play. I've seen pickleball played once for like 5 minutes.
So this is really, I don't know what this says about me. I'm watching my brother, Brian Mashonsky, who's my partner on the Fighting TTs, said, go watch pickleball on YouTube. So I've been watching pickleball on YouTube trying to figure out exactly.
Wait, you're watching YouTube, but you didn't want to watch a 2-minute video Bergman sent you? That's messed up.
I know, that was crazy.
I ended up watching it.
You did watch it, yeah.
I ended up watching it.
All right.
Yeah.
But you were like, why do I got to watch
this
video?
Just call out Mason. 2 minutes. Let's go.
It is Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Oh, it's Tuesday.
Exactly.
Sure. Go ahead. It's Tuesday. Fine.
Come at me.
Oh, come man. At me.
You're edgy today. I like it.
All right. Oh, I'm supposed to do the pickleball read.
Good show today.
Thank you. So the Pickleball Madness Tournament. I am really excited. Here's how excited I am. I'm watching YouTube videos on pickleball. And Thursday, I'm not going to Pasadena. I'm going to Santa Monica to like an open play. I'm actually joining the Santa Monica Pickleball Club.
Wow.
And I'm going to completely devote myself for the next few weeks, except when I'm on vacation, the next few weeks to really learning pickleball, because now I don't want to let my brother Brian down, who I put on a Spirit to fly out here. I don't want to let him down. I want to make sure we win a couple.
Wait,
of
did
matches.
You actually sign up for it?
I did.
So you're absolutely now a member of the Santa Monica Pickleball Society
of
pickleballers.
I played a membership fee. I'm absolutely going
this
out
is
there
like
Thursday
your darkness
for a
retreat.
Play.
This is like your darkness retreat. You're going
retreat.
Wow. All the way in.
Yeah. So Pickleball Madness is at the Agape Pickleball Center in Fountain Valley. It is March the 18th. You absolutely want to be there. All kinds of stuff. If you came to the softball game, you know what I'm talking about. Softball game was a blast. You were there, right?
No, I was moving that day.
Oh, okay. We were all there. Great time. A lot of listeners. A lot of FaceTime, a lot of, as Morales would say, pressing the flesh. We did a lot of that at the pickleball event, or at the softball game. We're going to do it again at pickleball. Again, on March the 18th, you can reserve a seat at ESPNLA.com, and lots of good sponsors like One More Paddle, Stretch Labs, and Municipal. By the way, Stretch Labs is something I've been wanting to do. You had it done, right?
I did have it done. They were here, and they did it for us. What was it, about two, three weeks ago?
Is it like on a machine, or are they
No, you lay down on a pad, and they just, like on a table, and they just stretch you out. It felt great.
Can I get like a gift certificate to Stretch Lab?
Yeah, let's just talk to Matthew Burke.
Yeah, I'm totally up for that.
Yeah, it'd be great. And by the way, someone on YouTube, your five head, so your fave five head says, I can watch Usain Bolt highlights. Doesn't mean I'm going to get faster.
You know.
He's got a point.
You YouTube people piss me off.
You said come at me. They came at you.
Yeah, sure. Come at me. I don't care.
You can have whatever, more of those man. Comments at youtube.com/ESPNLA.
You're challenging four-year-olds. Mace is feeling himself, man.
Absolutely. This is a day. By the way, short show today. We're almost done. Essentially, we got Game of Games coming up. Jacob Ronnie's going to play today, right? And then 3 o'clock, we're going to kick it over to Sliwa and Michael Thompson for pregame Lakers versus Memphis tonight. No LeBron and no D'Lo. Why is Bergman smoking in Game of Games? Why?
I'm just very good at games. I don't know what to tell you.
Why are you winning month after month?
Because I'm good at games, and John's not at home to cheat. It's Tuesday.
Oh, we're coming at everybody today.
Whoa.
We've said it to his face.
You're openly accusing Ireland of cheating when he does the show from home or on the road.
Are you
we all
not?
Have,
yeah, we all have. Don't make it like it's a me thing. But
I would yeah. never accuse John.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, he cheats. He does cheat. You know, Ireland, I'm sometimes I think he's cheating like right in front of us.
I mean, all right, the score is 4-4, Greg 4, Jorge 2, Steve 2. Let's see. Three more.
Exactly.
I can catch up that way.
Ireland has terrible poker face in general. Like, I imagine Ireland is awful at an actual poker table.
Yep.
Like, there's no, in the same way there's no nuance to the way John talks about subjects on the radio,
yep.
There's no nuance in the way I imagine John approaches a poker table.
Yes, yes.
He's going to be like, what will I do here? You're going to know, like, you're going to know exactly what hand.
I got a good hand here, fellas.
Am I nuts or is this hand great?
So, are two aces good?
Hey, I'm not saying I've got the nuts, but so it's also I brought this up specifically for Ireland since we're blasting them today. It's National Public Sleeping Day.
Oh man,
That's messed up.
It's Tuesday.
Hey Cobb, pay attention.
Thank you, Pepe. Yeah, Ireland sometimes will come in here, and granted, he keeps a crazy schedule.
He really
does. I mean, I would not want John Ireland's life. Like, I would not want that as my career. I don't want to fly around the country, live out of a suitcase, get here at 2 a.m. and come in and do the show. But sometimes I do get, if you're on YouTube.
I mean, look, as much as we make fun of Ireland for being like a one percenter living in a gated community.
He is a one percenter
with a
in
moat
a gated
around
community
his house,
and a moat.
That guy works his ass
he
off.
He does work hard.
He works constantly.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's gonna work himself to death. Do you think so?
I mean, he could, but I think he's going to eventually slow it down a little bit.
You think slow it down?
Yeah, slow it down. I don't know where, but he will slow it
down.
He's going
to drop the Laker gig and just do Mason in Ireland full time?
Yeah, I don't think that's the way he's going to slow it down.
He'll take a show in ESPN Idaho eventually. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, John, wake up. Pay attention. Oh, my God.
ESPN Idaho. All right, so what was that? Oh, yeah. So
yes.
After all this, I'm going to a darkness retreat, and I'm going to go on Pat McAfee's show every single day and wax poetic about subjects I only half know about. Aaron Rodgers is staying in Green Bay, right? There's no question Aaron Rodgers is staying in Green Bay. All you Raider fans, go ahead and be depressed because Aaron Rodgers is staying in Green Bay.
Who did Aaron Rodgers learn at the feet of? Brett Favre. What did Brett Favre love to do?
Stretch out the drama,
be the center of attention at all time, make his employer sweat. That is what Brett Favre loved to do. That is what Aaron Rodgers loves to do. Like, even if he's miserable in Green Bay, it seems like he's addicted to that specific misery.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
Bergman, have you given up on Aaron Rodgers to the Raiders?
Well, once Peter King said that it wasn't going to happen, I trust Peter King.
Yes.
I'm just like, you know, what's his name? Who is that? That's your tight end, right?
That's George Kittle.
Yeah, George Kittle. Yeah, once Peter King said it, then I kind of believe it now.
Did Peter King say it definitively?
He said something along the lines of that the Raiders are not interested in Aaron Rodgers. So at that point, I think he's done. I don't think he's coming to the Raiders.
So you think the Raiders are going to tank this year?
I think they should.
I think Jimmy G is going to be the quarterback.
I don't want Jimmy G.
I think Jimmy G is going to be the quarterback.
Why? Just because
because
of the Josh McDaniels connection?
Only because they've worked together. Yes.
Well, no, it's yes, but at the same time, look, he can't throw a deep ball.
He does not throw the deep ball.
He does not.
True.
That's very much Devontae Adams' game.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's also Darren Waller's game.
They're going to have to rely on the yak.
Yeah. Look, he's a game manager in the right situations. I don't think the offensive line for the Raiders are good enough for Jimmy G in that situation. And also, get me Caleb Williams.
You want to suck so bad that you're the worst team in the league and you get Caleb Williams.
Correct.
Okay, so we talked about this yesterday. I do not – I've heard people say that the Rams are going to tank. I don't believe the Rams are going to tank. I don't believe they're throwing in the towel – 2023.
2022 wasn't really all that great.
No, but they weren't tanking.
It was really telling when Bobby Wagner, you know, he and the Rams decided to part ways.
Yes.
And the report from Adam Schefter included that Bobby Wagner wants to win. And that was a driving force in him wanting to go somewhere else.
But that was a mutual move to save the Rams' salary cap space.
But that only happens, though, at least from Wagner's perspective, assuming Schefter has his stuff, and he typically does, Wagner does not think the Rams are going to be winning. Maybe that's because he just has no confidence in who the Rams have, but it could also be he recognizes the Rams are going to be going into a step back to take a step forward.
I just think they're going to reallocate money. I think they need to invest in the offensive line. Clearly, they used 13 different offensive line combinations last year, which was the huge reason why they struggled the way they did, along with injuries all over the board. But I don't believe the Rams are going to go into tank mode.
Well, so to Andy's point, Bobby Wagner's deal was $7.5 million.
It's mutual.
Well, mutual, but he's mutual because he wanted to go somewhere to win. The words "to win" are very important in that situation.
I think the Rams said that $7.5 million will be helpful in adding an offensive lineman.
You still need to have defense, too.
You do, but honestly,
They may be looking to trade Jalen Ramsey.
They need an edge rusher more than they need Bobby Wagner.
You can put it that way, but Bobby Wagner's saying, I want to go somewhere.
He's great. But and they really need an edge rusher.
To win means that they are not going to win with the Rams.
I don't believe McVay would come back for a rebuild.
I agree with that, but then why would Bobby Wagner leave to win somewhere else? Because he doesn't feel like he's going to win in L.A.
I mean, if nothing else, maybe the Rams aren't planning to take a step back to take a step forward. But Bobby Wagner sure doesn't think they're going to be good. He seems to not think the Rams are going to be good next year, regardless of their plans.
There's reports out that Jalen Ramsey is going to be traded.
Well, Jalen Ramsey is going to be traded.
Right, he's going to be traded.
He wants an extension. He's making $20 million a year, and he wants an extension.
Let's say somebody else moves. Let's say one of the big four, something happens where Aaron Donald decides to retire, or Cooper Kupp gets...
Why do you think one of the big four?
Okay, here's the other potential sign. Yeah. When Jordan Rodrigue was on with us last week...
Oh, she was on?
Yeah, she was on with us last week.
On this show?
Yeah, on this show.
She had a guest last week?
We did. She was a guest. And she was on while Bobby Wagner got news broke.
She wrote
broke.
A killer piece yes, about the Rams. That's why everybody should read. Yeah.
But she noted that nobody on this team should feel safe, like 100% safe, that they are going to be a Ram long term. And we were like, okay, are you talking Cooper Kupp? Are you talking Aaron Donald? Whoever? And she said nobody.
That means Matthew Stafford,
right?
None of these people are safe. And if one more of those guys go, so if
not
you lose Ramsey,
necessarily on the block, but just that like things could be fluid, and because of that, everybody's future with the Rams could be somewhat uncertain. Some guys more than others. Like I think trading Cooper Kupp would be stunning. Like even if you're going to rebuild, I don't know why you would.
It would be ridiculous. Yeah. It'd be outrageous.
If
trading
you lose
Aaron
Ramsey,
Donald, outrageous.
If you lose Ramsey,
Ramsey's
and then,
gone.
Yeah, sure. If you trade him and one of those other three guys. Would you still feel the same way?
Well, I don't know. It depends. Which of the three?
Pick one. Stafford, Kupp, or Donald. Pick one. You can pick whichever one you want. If one of them are gone.
Why do you think one of the big three is gone?
Andy just said that it's a possibility.
Well, sure. Everything's a possibility at this point. Well, I'm not willing to accept that next year is a rebuild.
Accept the
not,
premise.
How confident are you, though, that Matt
Stafford... It's Tuesday. I don't believe next year is a rebuild for the Rams.
So if... But I'm asking you, if that happens, if one of those go, will you still feel the same way that it's not a rebuild?
Depends what they get.
Okay.
You don't think it depends on what they get?
Here's the thing, though. It might end up a rebuild even if that's not what they want to do, because how confident are you that Matt Stafford is going to be healthy next season and upright at his age with the pounding that he's taken? You know, I mean, we've been talking about this with LeBron earlier. Like, once athletes start aging, they have way less control about keeping themselves on the field or on the court. Your body starts cooperating less. And Matt Stafford may be in a place right now where his body isn't cooperating as much.
Although, is that based on anything?
Based on the fact that he struggled last year with injuries.
My understanding is he's coming back next year.
But are you confident that he's going to be Matt Stafford of the Super Bowl
with an
season?
Offensive line? Yes, I am confident.
But nothing's changed on the offensive line as of yet.
Yet. I mean, this is why they're reallocating money.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
All right, so
it's going to be a different year next year.
I mean, it is going to be a different year.
He's going to be 35. He's been in the league a while. When he was in Detroit, he took a lot of hits.
We're in a league where guys play till they're 40.
It's not always
45 in one case. Oh, by the way, do you hear what that guy's up to? The guy that played Diller's 45, 46 years old? I got something on that. We'll do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time is running out on Tuesday here. Short show because we got the Lakers without LeBron, without D'Angelo Russell versus Memphis tonight on the road tomorrow at OKC. I'm just going to be frank. It's Tuesday. I don't think tonight's a night Lakers are going to win. Tomorrow night, critical.
Tomorrow is the night that matters.
Yeah. So now I've triggered this conversation on YouTube about who the best athlete is amongst the hosts. So I'm going to take my name out of the running.
Oh, why would you do a crazy thing like that?
Very generous of you, Mace.
Originally my question. So who is the most athletic?
So it's probably either Shedano or Sliwa.
Yeah.
Maybe Cappy sneakily.
Sneakily.
Yeah, sneaky.
Cappy's
sneaky Cappy.
Probably got some game.
But I think it's either Shedano or Sliwa. And I would actually go with Sliwa.
I would also go with Sliwa.
Sliwa feels the safest just because I believe he's the youngest.
And that's a huge element.
That's a big plus.
Here. Yep. Yeah. Jorge's, I mean, if we include everybody, I think Jorge's in the conversation.
I think Jorge's
the
most athletic.
At the combine.
He did. He kicked my ass.
He did P90X for a while.
No. No. Yeah, but here's the thing. Tell Jorge, at least I was respectful. I just didn't do better than you.
Yeah. No, he was. He was right behind me, literally.
What's
yeah.
the first rule of P90X?
Don't talk about P90X.
No, tell everybody P90X.
I did it. I just told you. You told everybody.
Oh, you weren't bragging about it?
No, I told you in the conference room, like, hey, I just finished P90X. You're like, oh, cool.
Why did you finish it? Why didn't you keep going?
Because once you finish it, that's it. You finish.
They don't have a sequel?
I guess not.
There's no sequel to P90X?
It's not.
All right, so we found a piece of sound. Jorge found a piece of sound here. And obviously we've talked about the LeBron injury a lot. LeBron going to be evaluated in 2 weeks, which is 9 games from now.
The exact 2 week date would be the 8th game. Like if he happened to play
on that, the evaluation
right,
day,
which feels unlikely.
Yes.
But it's 8 games. It will be 8 games on that reevaluation day, which, again, it feels unlikely that he's going to play that day. So I would count on him missing at least 8 games.
Mm. All right. Gavin Lux, Dodgers have lost their starting shortstop for the year. And Gavin Lux was asked about it or talked about it today. And I don't have the credit.
I think it's Dodgers improbable baseball.
Dodgers improbable baseball. Yeah. Okay.
It's a scrum, though. There's a bunch of people.
Oh, it's a scrum. Okay. Yeah. So here's Gavin Lux in a scrum talking about his injury that he experienced yesterday in Arizona.
My cleat got kind of stuck into the ground a little bit and straightened out a little funky and bowed out. And, kind of rolled up on my ankle, too. So freak thing. I don't even think it's really avoidable. In hindsight, probably should have just took the throw to the nose and worn it, but it happens, and just crush the rehab and move on.
Is part of the hardest part of this just kind of knowing, like, this year, this role was one of this opportunity you've been looking forward to for since the day you got drafted here? And
yeah, I think that's one of the hardest parts is, like I said, I think every baseball player's dream is to play shortstop for the Los Angeles. Los Angeles Dodgers. So, I think that's one of the hardest parts.
All right.
That's brutal.
That's very sad.
We talked about this earlier, Mace. Like, this was supposed to be like Gavin Lux's arrival season. He was taking over at a premier position, shortstop. Yep. The guy he was
on a premier team.
The guy he's replacing, Trey Turner. premier shortstop himself. The guy before Trey Turner was Corey Seager, your 2020 World Series MVP, I believe 2017 Rookie of the Year. Like, he was not just taking over in that spot. He's like claiming it. He's actually claiming a place for himself. Gavin Lux is somebody that the organization has been waiting to really pop, and it hasn't happened yet.
By the way, and started last year. I mean, there last year, for a while, he was batting right around 300.
Right.
He was coming into his own. Still not a lot of pop. Not necessarily, didn't necessarily steal bases, but I really, really high hopes for Gavin Lux this year. And, you know, I want to point that we were talking about injuries today, and we're talking about LeBron's injury. Sometimes what we forget is that there are real people here.
Yeah.
And you got that from Gavin Lux right there. That's a real candid, I mean, obviously emotional. Think about that. We always, he tore his ACL. We say it so casually. Hey, tore his ACL. No, this is somebody's life. This is somebody's career. This is somebody's dream. This is somebody's reason, purpose.
It's also their opportunity. Like Gavin Lux was supposed to have this opportunity in front of him to cement himself as part of the Dodger core at a really important position. They're going to have to find somebody else to do it, at least for this season. You never know how the offseason is going to look if they decide that they need to not take chances, you know, not knowing what Lux looks like before the season, if they end up having to sign a different shortstop. Like, you don't know what's going to happen moving forward.
Yeah.
You don't know how this is going to affect your future contracts. Like, I'm guessing Gavin Lux is still on a rookie deal.
Assume. He is.
So you don't know how this is going to affect you in arbitration and the eventual contract. There's a lot in front of Gavin Lux that this season was theoretically supposed to settle. And now he has to wait for at least an entire year before he can start answering those questions.
Yeah. That's such a shame.
Yeah.
And, I mean, from a baseball perspective, it means, you know what? It's really, really fortunate that the Dodgers acquired Miguel Rojas. He is a legit everyday shortstop. Last year, he did not have a good offensive year. Defensively, he's very good. Offensively, 2 years ago, he was like 260 with double-digit home runs. I mean, he gives you something. But had they not done that, Chris Taylor would be the starting shortstop.
His career numbers, Miguel Rojas, last season notwithstanding, his career numbers are basically what you are getting from Gavin Lux in the couple years that he's been an everyday player.
Yes.
They're basically the same.
Yeah.
But the hope was, you know, I mean, Miguel Rojas is in his 30s, probably is who he is. The hope was Gavin Lux was going to build on that, and you were going to get more from Lux moving forward as opposed to maybe the mean, which is Rojas. Rojas is who he is.
Yep. Damn. It's Tuesday. I think the Padres should be favored to win the National League West. This is a blow.
Look, man, they're stacked.
Yeah, they really are.
They're a stacked team.
And they committed $1.2 billion to six players. And, you know, and they still have Soto to sign. I mean, it's going to be
and
very...
And they're cocky as hell.
They are a really cocky team. I'd love to see them. I'd love to see a big letdown.
Well, here,
sometimes winning the offseason doesn't mean you win the season.
Here's, though, this is what makes it all twisted and what I think is going to make it all interesting for this season. Part of the reason they're cocky is, I think, just the collective personalities on that team are cocky. But part of it is because they had this success against the Dodgers in the playoffs. Like, that is something that they needed to do, I think, forget just proving to fans, like prove to themselves – we are worthy of this hype, because the Dodgers have been they've owned that division for how long?
10 years.
Yeah. I mean, they've owned it, and they've owned the Padres.
Yes.
The Padres have been laughable.
Well, and here's the other thing is, I mean, okay, so let's say the Padres win the National League West. Let's just suppose that. You know what? We've won the division and haven't gotten anywhere in the postseason. You don't have to win the division in order to get into the tournament. You can get into the tournament as a wild card and still do a lot of damage. We've seen wild card after wild card actually do well in the postseason and even win the World Series. So let's say we went from 97 wins to 93 wins and second place in the National. You know what? Still in it. Yep. Still in it. The way the Padres were last year, they beat us. We had the division. I mean, I don't care if we win 112 games or whatever it is again. Just get in the tournament.
Look, the Padres have put themselves in the position that they clearly have wanted to do, which is be the strongest team on paper in that division.
Yeah.
They clearly are. Strongest team on paper, and they are equipped to do really well. But like you said, once you actually get to the postseason, especially in baseball, weird stuff happens all the time.
All right, coming up next for you, let's do a little pivot here. Let's do a little change. You've heard of Cocaine Bear.
Don't go too far into Cocaine Bear because my game, spoiler alert, revolves around Cocaine Bear. So just letting you know.
Can I talk about another animal, another drug?
Yes, that's okay. Just fine.
Another animal, another drug, next. Okay. Mason in Ireland, Dandy's in for John, 710 ESPN. So we got Game of Games coming up. Jacob Bobrani's going to play with us, as he does on Tuesdays. And we got Laker basketball coming up for you. Lakers in Memphis, no LeBron, no D'Angelo Russell. LeBron will be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Going to miss something in the range, at least 7 games.
I think he's going to miss at least 8. Mm. At least 8.
Just and that's, by the way, if he gets cleared after 2 weeks.
Yes. If say they evaluated him and then said, you know what, this is great, you are good to go today, I believe he would still miss 8 games.
Mm. So we've talked a lot about him. So I saw Cocaine Bear this
week. I know.
I took my mom on a date to see Cocaine Bear. She loved it. It stars O'Shea Jackson Jr., who my mom has met and totally loves O'Shea. And it's a really fun movie. So we joked a while back that there was a bunch of coke that got dumped inadvertently in the ocean off of Australia, and it led to natural jokes about cocaine shark. Now, the people that brought you Sharknado, and by the way, those people, I actually did a movie for them called Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus, which was really fun to do. But they are working on a brand new movie. They've announced it, called Meth Gator. Meth Gator.
Is the next logical step.
Different drug, different animal, and you know what? Probably go see it.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
This is basically the MCU of the Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah,
the spinoffs. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the spinoffs. This is the multiverse of just drugged out animals.
Yes.
You need to like heroin hen.
Yeah, right, right.
It needs to be, I think, either illiterate or just something that sounds really fun, like Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear.
That immediately lets you know, like Meth Gator.
Meth Gator, I know dangerous. What that's about.
Like, it's got to fit the drug.
Yep.
Like, you know, heroin's a bit of a bring down. So
Gator on meth is scary.
Yes, it is.
Missing teeth.
Well, they got right, spares.
Isn't that a thing?
It is a thing.
It is a
but
thing,
but they got
yeah.
spares.
Oh, like, they do.
Gators
they
have
rows
a
couple.
Yes,
teeth.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, if any animal is best equipped to do meth, like to develop a meth habit, it would be a gator.
It would be a gator, yeah. Plenty of teeth. Yeah, so I look for that in theater. They just announced plans based on the success of Cocaine Bear. You know what was really encouraging? So go to the movies on Saturday. A lot of people there. Like people are, it feels like people are going back to the movies. And I'll tell you, one thing I noticed right away, because I've been watching movies on streaming like everybody else. You can't beat the sound in a movie theater. Like it surrounds you in a way that you could never get at home.
Well, everything is supposed to be like communal. And everything's supposed to be surrounding you. You're talking about the sound. The audience surrounds
yep.
you. You know, the screen is so big, it's basically enveloping you. Like, if you ever went to the Cinerama Dome back
God,
in the day,
that's
like a three-quarter screen where,
yeah.
depending on where you're sitting it, like on
it's
each side.
It's all
of,
around you.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the experience is supposed to be.
Now, last night I watched a movie which was brutal. All Quiet on the Western Front.
I've heard it is good, but...
It is great.
Tough watch.
It is great, but damn. It is real. I mean, you want to see a movie that points out that there is no... that war is pointless. That's
well, that's really the way war movies have been for the last 30 or 40 years. like really post-Vietnam.
Yeah.
Like post-Vietnam, war movies really stopped being, I mean, you never lose sight of how brave soldiers are.
Sure.
But, you know, pre-Vietnam, most war movies were really just exercises in patriotism.
Yes.
And just like pumping up sort of the act of going to war. And I think movies post-Vietnam, because it was such a polarizing war,
yep,
since then have really been more about just what it's really like, the damage that comes for, you know, from it, not just for the people in the country involved with the war, but the soldiers,
yep,
all of that stuff. It's very much that now.
It's a great movie. It's on Netflix. I recommend it. It is, as Andy said, a tough watch. I got it dubbed. So I'm watching it dubbed.
Oh,
as
opposed
no. To, yeah, I
don't
am.
Do that.
I'm watching it dubbed.
You don't do that.
Why?
Because the whole...
It's easier.
Here's actually why.
It's so much easier, right?
You're 100% right.
Yeah. It's
no,
easier.
But I'll tell you, if you're watching it at home, the reason you should watch it in the original language,
yep,
is so you can't look at your phone. You can't look away. You have to be looking at the subtitles. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to know what's going on. Like, you can't just listen while you quickly look and scroll through something.
I'm not scrolling through anything. But it's so much easier when it's dubbed, because then you hear it in English and I don't have to read my movie. Does anybody here like reading movies?
No, I don't like having
subtitles. I put subtitles regardless.
Do you put subtitles? Yeah. You put subtitles no matter what.
I do.
Yeah, I started doing that too. I started doing the mom and not stepdad Leo thing where you leave the subtitles on all the time.
There are certain
movies. You
just
said that you don't do that.
No,
foreign films.
No. I don't like reading, but I now leave the words on even when it's in English.
Occasionally.
What's the difference?
Because, what do you mean, what's the difference?
If you're going to have the subtitles for a movie.
Because if you don't understand a line, if the line's dry or it's garbled or whatever,
right,
it helps to have the words down there to catch it. What I don't want what I have struggled with is a foreign language film that I'm reading. That's what I have trouble with. Got I know it. That makes me not very smart, but. I've never
nobody,
made any
nobody,
claim.
Nobody been arguing.
Never made any claim to the contrary. By the way, the Culture Pop podcast that came out today. Oh, no,
did you really?
Took you a long time.
It's a
Tuesday. The whole thing? Just a little bit?
It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
Was it the whole time, or was it just a little bit of the time?
Sort of eased into it. It's good. I went back and listened. It's good. I don't.
Who was it with?
I don't remember. It's just
you
me
don't
and
remember?
Sue. It's just me and Sue.
Oh, so that way you can
no,
do
it's
that.
It's just me and Sue, so it's just us. And
both of you?
Not Sue.
Oh, okay.
I don't think not Sue, but me for sure.
But you wouldn't do that to a guest. That's
no,
the difference.
No, God, no. No, I would not do that to a guest.
Are you trying to do more that are not guests, like some with guests, some
yes,
with not?
Some with guests, some without. Yeah.
Are you going to have O'Shea soon?
Yeah, we're going to have O'Shea for
nice.
Cocaine Bear. Yeah, Cocaine Bear is a good excuse.
Meth Gator. Is he going to be in Meth Gator?
Meth Gator.
Will he be in Meth Gator?
We should get him on.
I mean,
I don't know.
Well, that's
the
how
sequel.
That's how O'Shea starts his MCU. He's in all of these.
All of these,
He's
yes.
in all of the drug-addled animal movies.
He was in King Kong.
He was in King Kong. You're right.
Nobody tested Kong.
King Kong, I think. No, I don't want to say that because I don't want to spoil Cocaine Bear.
Spoilers!
I don't want to spoil Cocaine Bear.
My game is related to Cocaine Bear. No spoilers.
Okay. No spoilers.
But it is related to Cocaine Bear.
By the way, you can get the Culture Pop podcast on Apple, Spotify, or you can go to my website, stevemason.com.
Is there a YouTube component?
There is not yet a YouTube component.
There should be.
There probably should be.
I'll tell you, YouTube is actually where you can really start making a little extra cash on it.
Really? How?
Yep. Because there's money that comes specifically to YouTube off views if you can get them up to a certain point.
You know, Carlo and I have a media company outside of here that we can help you out with that.
You and Carlos Isu?
Yeah.
What's your media
company? We're called JK360 Media.
Really?
Yep.
What, you're
JK
just,
for just kidding.
You're just...
No, it's Jorge and Carlos 360 Media.
Yeah, you're a hustler,
follow us on
man.
Instagram, and this is the first time I tell everybody about
but
it.
I am correct about this, right, Jorge?
Yes, you are.
So it's at...
I'll send you a yeah.
No, well, tell the
it's people. At JK360 Media.
At JK360 Media.
Yes, sir.
Look at Jorge out there hustling. By the way, one thing I teased and we didn't get to was Tom Brady reportedly considering trying his hand at stand-up comedy. We talked about it with Travis Sliwa earlier, and I always think, first of all, Tom Brady, he's a lot of things. Funny is not that does not pop into my head for Tom Brady.
Never seemed even slightly funny.
No edge, no attitude, no funny.
Well, he's somebody that has, at least as a professional athlete, maybe things change when he's retired, but he's always seemed to be somebody that wants everyone to like him. Like, remember he was seen with the Make America Great hat locker.
And sure.
Without getting into the politics or whatever, he retired that hat quickly because he knew that hat would be polarizing.
Yes,
and
yes.
He didn't want that. And in order to be really successful as a comic, you got to be willing
to piss some people off.
Yeah, you got to be at least willing to.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily have to be the goal, but you got to be willing to do it.
Now, that's something I would be willing to try.
Stand up?
Stand up. Have you ever done it?
I have wanted to.
Have you?
Yeah, because
you and Brian at my roast were very funny.
Yeah, we were good at Ireland's too.
You were good at Ireland's, yeah.
It's really the reason I've been curious about doing it is just, I want to know if I could write material well enough that would work. Mm-hmm. That's really, it's more, I mean, there's some of it as a performer, I'd like to try it, but also as a writer, I would actually really like to try it.
How do you think I'd be, Bergman? Stand-up comic.
As you?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Maybe. No. You'll be funny. I think you'd have a good job. I think you'd do a good job. Actually, I think you would be able to put together a good script.
Yeah,
you wouldn't go off the cuff. You're not going to be that type of
comic. No, I'm not going to be off.
Most of them are.
You can't just walk up and wing it.
Most of them are.
That's when you're good, though.
You've got to have real material that you've worked on.
Yeah, I mean, you can improvise off of foundation, but all of these guys have a foundation. Like, none of them go up there with no idea of what they're going to do and just wing it for five minutes.
No, I mean, my friend Kathy Ladman just went on The Tonight Show. And she honed that material over 6 months to get ready for that 7 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's The Tonight Show. You're not going to go up there and just make up your Tonight Show appearance on the spot. Like, you don't do that.
Yeah.
Would you try it, though?
I think I would.
All right, get together, put together a bit.
Well, I'm not going to do it on the radio.
No.
I'll go to the
comedy
store.
We'll find a comedy club. We'll do that.
If it helps.
Do it at the Mandy's.
Yes. Well, that's a really easy room.
Well, that's your best audience, right?
It is my best audience.
You can do a stand-up set at the Mandy's.
I can help you. I'll write some material.
And if you bomb, it's even better.
If I bomb in that room, then I'm worthless. I mean, that room is like our room.
Those should be
our people.
You should get a lot of laughs.
I should be.
It's
able
home
to crush
court
it.
Advantage.
It is home court advantage. All right, coming up next for you, we are going to do Game of Games. It is Andy's game today. Jacob and Ronnie is here to play along. We got Lakers basketball coming up. What's that?
John and Michael are going to play too.
John, Michael, and Jacob and Ronnie.
Yep.
Oh, it's a monster of a game of games. We'll do that. Coming up next, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. It is Andy Kamenetsky's game today. We welcome to the show Jacob and Ronnie. Jacob, how you doing?
I am doing great. How you doing?
Hang on a second. There we go.
Hello, hello.
Yep, gotcha. Loud and clear. And we are joined from Memphis by John Ireland and Michael Thompson. Guys, what's up?
Boys, I cannot believe in All Quiet on the Western Front, the guy dies at the end. That ticked me off.
Did you really just give away
entire... It's a war film. Everybody's going to die in it.
Maybe not everybody.
I mean, after he goes through all that mace, he ends up getting stabbed. Come on.
Well, I guess I don't have to watch that movie.
Yeah. Oh, it's not worth it.
The movie just came out.
That movie's right now.
Michael just told you how he died. Not just that he died.
Stop saying die because we dumped the rest of it.
Yeah, we dumped
it. Right.
All right, so John, Michael, what's going on out there?
Well, you know, it's going to be an exciting game. No LeBron, but the Lakers are so deep that you'll see that they'll be able to survive without LeBron for a few weeks.
Okay. Let's root for that, man.
And we get to see the most exciting player in the game tonight.
Yeah, that's right. John Morant tonight.
That's right.
All right. So it is Andy's game.
Yep.
Andy, describe the game.
Well, Cocaine Bear is all the rage. We were talking about it. Mace has seen it. Donna Mashonsky has seen it.
My mom saw it.
It's discussed on the latest Culture Pop podcast.
Yes.
And in tribute to Cocaine Bear, we're going to do some trivia about other movies either involving cocaine or about cocaine.
Oh, nice. It's Cocaine Day.
Cocaine Day here at 710.
What could possibly go wrong?
What a Tuesday. I
think this is going to be great. So first
one, I'll go Scarface.
Scarface.
There is a Scarface question.
All right, good.
Okay, it's multiple choice. Okay. So in my all-time favorite movie, Goodfellas, Henry Hill, played by the late, great Ray Liotta, also in Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear, yeah.
He turns evidence against the mob after he's busted with a bleep ton of coke. Who did Henry Hill enlist to help him mule the coke in Goodfellas? His wife, his mistress, his hairdresser, or his family babysitter? Wife, mistress, hairdresser, family babysitter. Mace goes first.
Hairdresser.
Jacob.
Mistress.
Jorge.
Babysitter.
Greg.
Hairdresser.
John.
Wife.
Michael.
Mistress.
Jorge, the only one who gets it right. It is the family babysitter, Lois. Wow. Lois. Wow.
We should probably know that.
She got busted.
Yeah.
Ray Liotta was also in the movie Blow, where he played the father of Johnny Depp.
Yes.
What was the actual real-life age gap between Ray Liotta and Johnny Depp? 0 to 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 10 to 15 years, or 15 to 20 years? Jacob goes first.
10 to 15.
Jorge.
5 to 10.
Greg.
0 to 5.
John.
I'm going 0 to 5.
Okay, Michael.
10 to 15.
Mace.
10 to 15.
Jorge crushing this.
What?
5 to 10. He's about 9 years older than Johnny Depp playing his father.
Wow.
Jorge.
Swag. Jorge running away with it.
I know
the answer. I knew you'd have that soundbite ready. All right. There's a lot of cocaine in Boogie Nights.
Oh, yeah.
Including the coke snorted by Mark Wahlberg's character, Dirk Diggler. Dirk Diggler grew up in what part of the South Bay? Hermosa Beach, Hawthorne, Torrance, or El Segundo? Hermosa Beach, Hawthorne, Torrance, or El Segundo? Jorge goes first.
Hawthorne.
Greg.
Sticking with Jorge, Hawthorne.
John.
It's either Hawthorne or Torrance. Hawthorne sounds right. I'll go Hawthorne.
Michael.
Hermosa.
Mace.
Torrance.
Jacob.
I'm going to go Torrance, too.
Torrance is correct. His real name, his real name, Eddie Adams. He gets introduced as Eddie Adams from Torrance. In Pulp Fiction, Mia Wallace, Uma Thurman's character, overdoses on heroin that belonged to Travolta's character. She snorted it thinking it was cocaine. That heroin has a nickname. What is the nickname? Gator, Escalator, Madman, or Guava? Gator, Escalator, Madman, or Guava? Greg goes first.
Escalator.
John.
I'm with Bergman. Escalator.
Michael.
Escalator.
Mace.
Gator.
Jacob.
I'll go Escalator, too.
Jorge.
Madman.
Jorge crushing this.
Wow.
Jorge knows his way around some cocaine movies.
I'm a little worried.
What's Jorge doing later?
Yeah.
Now I know why he's always so happy.
Exactly.
Who got the point in the last one?
No wonder he has so much energy when he comes in.
Right, baby.
Jorge's got three.
A lot of things making sense.
Jorge's got three. Mason, Jacob, one. Greg, John, and Michael not on the board yet.
I just figured out how they're funding JK360 Media.
All right.
To launder.
How many times is Tony Montana actually referred to as Scarface in Scarface? 0, 1, 2, or 3? 0, 1, 2, or 3 is actually referred to as Scarface in Scarface. John goes first?
0.
Michael?
0. I don't remember.
Mace.
0.
Jacob.
0.
Jorge.
1.
There he goes.
Oh, no.
Greg.
Oh, man, I'm a little worried now, but at 0.
Jorge.
Whoa! No way!
One time, and in Spanish. Cara cicatriz.
Yes.
Cara cicatriz.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
I think, by the way, I think this game is over.
Yeah, I mean, you have
left
already.
I've got 5, I think, left.
Oh, okay.
Wow. All right.
All right. Let's
go. We'll keep going if you want to. Okay. What soul great did the soundtrack and score for the movie Superfly? Curtis Mayfield, Isaac Hayes, James Brown, or Willie Hutch? Curtis Mayfield, Isaac Hayes, James Brown, Willie Hutch. The
finally got one a black guy knows.
Okay. Well, Michael, you go first then.
Curtis Mayfield.
Okay. Mace.
It is Curtis Mayfield.
Jacob.
I'm not going to go against them. Let's go with Mayfield.
Okay. Jorge.
Mayfield.
One of my favorite albums.
Greg?
Mayfield.
John?
I'm not going against Jorge.
Mayfield. About me?
Okay, everybody on the board.
Hey, we got on the point.
So what's the official score right now?
It's Jorge 5, Mason Jacob 2, Greg, John, and Michael 1.
I mean, I think the game, I think Jorge has clinched. Do one more just for fun.
Well,
one
no,
more.
He's got, there's four left, and he's got a three-point lead.
All right. Yep.
There's three left.
Mace is obviously the only one looking at the clock, but three go
left.
Ahead.
Yeah. Well, no, we go to, no, yeah, that's true.
Okay. Snoop Dogg made his recording debut on the soundtrack of this movie featuring Larry Fishburne and a lot of cocaine. The King of New York, Deep Cover, What's Love Got to Do With It, Bad Company. The King of New York, Deep Cover, What's Love Got to Do With It, Bad Company. Mace goes first.
Bad Company.
Jacob and Deep, Ronnie.
Yeah. Deep Cover.
Jorge.
Yeah, Bad Company.
Greg.
Bad Company.
John.
Well, the only way I can catch up is to go against Jorge now. So I'll say What's Love Got to Do With It.
And Michael.
Deep.
Michael and Jacob. It is Deep Cover.
Deep Cover.
Oh. He still got a chance.
It was a duet with Snoop.
Well, you would have a chance if we were going to continue with
you
the
don't
game,
have time.
But we've run out of time.
All right, well, Jorge.
Our apologies to Blow. We will not be able to finish the game.
Nice. Yeah, Jorge, game, I'm a little worried how good you were at that game.
Yeah. What's he doing?
Mace, I don't understand how you like reading subtitles. Doesn't that distract from the screen?
Well, no. You missed what I said. I like movies when they're dubbed, but I like having the words in case I miss a line or it's garbled or something like it, with All Quiet on the Western Front, something's blowing up and you can't hear under, you know, what they said. So I leave the subtitles on, but I'm listening dubbed. Did you watch it dubbed?
No, I watched it but isn't it in English, though, even though
no,
it's German?
No, it's in German.
Oh, yeah, I watched the dub then.
All right, just the fact that you told me that's in German, I'm out.
You're not going to – it's worth it.
Really good.
It is
really good.
I'll take your guys' word for it.
All right, so Jacob Imrani, LeBron James gone. He'll be evaluated in 2 weeks. Your thoughts?
Staying positive, right? You look at it. As of, 2 weeks, I think you miss up to 8 games. You know, they've never been this deep in the past few years when he's been here. This team is really taking it upon themselves to try to get into the playoffs. I think the new guys are going to do a lot for us. Hopefully we get D'Angelo back on Friday. And I think, hey, you know, Lonnie Walker, didn't he just, you know, put out a really sort of sad tweet about the fact that he's fallen out of, you know, the lineup and rotation? Yeah, so here's his chance. Get in there and carry the team. Next man up.
Michael, what does this team look like without LeBron James for the next couple of weeks?
A well-balanced team. Basically, you got a bunch of guys, like Ronnie Jacob just said, they're very deep. But now, basically, Anthony Davis has to be the best third big man in the game. He's got to raise his level up to Jokic and Embiid's level now to kick this team to the playoffs. So even though everybody else has got to step it up and do a little bit more, Anthony Davis has to set the tone and be the third best big man in the game. No doubt about it.
Ireland is AD. I mean, we've seen AD do this, but does he have it in him right now? Because he's going to have to carry things.
I don't know. I think it's a great opportunity for him. I also am very curious how Jared Vanderbilt's going to keep going. I mean, he's been great.
He's good.
So let's see. I've talked to you guys a lot in the past about pecking order. When you're the third or fourth best guy on your team, you really have a chance to shine because the other team's best defender.
Who is the third best guy?
Well, Vanderbilt was, but now he's moved up to number two, right?
Yeah.
With no D'Angelo and no LeBron.
Second best player, yeah, with no D'Angelo.
So let's see if he can continue to put up numbers.
I want to ask a question from Michael. Right now, you know, you said AD's got to, you know, set the tone. I agree with that. But the last couple of times he's had to set the tone, he hasn't had the outside shooting, correct? Everything comes in. They double, triple team him because there's no LeBron. Now we got some outside shooting. So if the outside shooters are making, it's going to open it up for AD to not have, you know, to really have it a little bit easier to dominate, I hope.
To attack.
Exactly.
And not just scoring, too. The thing I love about Embiid, he shuts down the middle for Philadelphia, especially in the big games. Everybody's afraid to go to the lane when they see him around. AD's got to be that same presence on both ends of the floor.
AD had some big blocks in that game against Dallas on Sunday. It just felt like things were cruising along, and everybody was really optimistic about that game. You guys flew over. What's the mood like around the team?
Well, we had good fried chicken last night, so everybody was happy.
Oh, okay.
No, we didn't find out about
as long as you eat well, I guess it's fine.
Yeah, we didn't find out about LeBron until we were at dinner last night at Gus's. But today, talking to the guys, everybody's excited for the opportunity to show what they can do because, like Darvin Ham told me, everybody's got to step up now and do a little bit more to make up for the loss of LeBron.
Keep in mind, too, guys, that a lot of these guys are playing for their contracts next year.
Yeah.
There's a lot of flexibility in decisions that Rob Pelinka needs to make about whether or not to bring some of these guys back next year or just let them all leave and use that cap space to bring in people from the outside. So when these guys are auditioning, like right now I'm watching Dennis Schroeder down there, and he's just bombing in threes. I've seen him hit like 9 threes in a row. So maybe Schroeder's the guy. Somebody has an opportunity to really step up tonight.
All right. Guys, we will be listening. Thank you very much, John Ireland and Michael Thompson from Memphis. Jacob, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it. Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. That's it for us. Pre-game is coming up next for you. We're back here tomorrow at 1. Me and Momo tomorrow, 710 ESPN.